Greater Manchester Metro Mayor, how will you fight cuts? Bexy Heagney and Matt Kilsby, Salford Socialist Party. Andy Burnham, Blairite MP for Lay, has been selected as the Labour Party candidate for Greater Manchester Metropolitan Mayor. The new position is part of an undemocratic devolution of powers and austerity. Devo-mand will mean 6 of the 10 hospitals will be downgraded, a potential step to their closure. The promised £300 million pot of money to build houses can only be used to loan to private developers. Education area reviews mean the closure and merger of colleges. This atrocious deal was cooked up between George Osborne, Tory Chancellor at the time, and the 10 Greater Manchester Council leaders, 9 who are Labour. Programme. Burnham has promised to continue to pay student nurse bursaries, donate 15% of his salary to tackling homelessness, oppose fracking, and build council housing. The Socialist Party supports these pledges as a step in the right direction. But, we ask Burnham, how are these to be implemented? For example, much of the money for housing has already been allocated to the likes of Peel Holdings for luxury flats. Health and social care faces upwards of a £1 billion shortfall after massive cuts through the sustainability and transformation plans. Struggle. Burnham's pledges could be implemented. However, they would require the mobilization of local communities and trade unions into a mass campaign to force the government to provide the funds, as well as changing parts of the Devo deal itself. Burnham is not prepared to wage such a struggle. Workers and community activists need to put the maximum amount of pressure on Burnham and push for genuine anti-austerity policies. Blairite councillors will try to block a Metro mayor trying to reverse privatisation and fight for more money for local services, highlighting the need to build a mass campaign of ordinary people across the region. Greater Manchester supporters of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, an electoral alliance including Transport Union RMT and the Socialist Party, can't consider fielding a candidate in this election, due to being priced out. The deposit alone is £5,000, with thousands extra needed for a page in the official electoral booklet sent to every house in the area. However, we will not be silent during the election or afterwards. We will continue to campaign for socialist measures to fight austerity in Greater Manchester. We call on workers and residents locally to join with us in defending public services and for genuine devolution and democracy in our region. Devo-mand con details, Andy Burnham's right-wing record, read the full article at socialistparty.org.uk.